Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the meeting of the CCNSO Council on 23rd of June 2010 here in Brussels. Thank you very much to those of you who have stayed behind to observe. Our apologies for the rushed way this has been done. We knew before we started this meeting that we had a packed agenda. We knew that we were going to struggle, and we did. But that's okay. We got through it in the end. There is an agenda. It was sent out. A sort of skeleton for a while ago, and Bart and I fleshed this out earlier on, or rather Bart did. So let's get on with it. If Leslie suddenly leaps up, you'll know that England have scored. Or I've said something completely appalling, one or the other. So the first item on our agenda is the confirmation of the minutes of the last meeting on the 8th of June and any action items. Gabby, are there any action items? They're all done, so we don't need to worry. Okay, excellent. Okay. The second item is approval of the CCNSO comments on the ICANN operating plan and budget, which everybody has a copy of. Becky sent out a few last-minute tweaks with punctuation, et cetera, which are fine. We've had this for a while. We've all looked at it. Some people have made comments. Those comments have been included. Can we consider the resolution that the council resolved to adopt the comments as documented in document blah, 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 and submit them as CCNSO Council to the public forum on the operating plan and budget? Is there any discussion? Can I have a proposer, please? Leslie, thank you. Byron, thank you for seconding. Is there anyone against? Okay, fantastic. So that's approved. Gabby, we're all here this time, aren't we? Oh, Patrick, how are you?
I'm fine, Chris. Sorry.
I didn't realise you were there.
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Okay, thank you very much for coming. Okay, so good. Gabby, would you PDF that Becky's version of that and send it to the Yes, Leslie.
Sorry to be a nuisance. 0-0. could I also suggest that CCs may wish to cut and paste and submit comments on this themselves? And I would strongly encourage that, given some of the current concerns about finances.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's a very good point. So what we'll do is I will we'll clear off Becky's red line version. PDF that, we'll send it out to all of the lists, we'll send it to the comments thingy, and when we send it out to the lists, we'll put a note in saying we highly recommend blah, because it closes on Friday. So. Okay, good. Now, Gabby, you're looking puzzled. Are you confused about something? Don't worry about it, it's fine. Good. Excellent news. Now, number three, the affirmation of commitment review panels. So the formation of the who is and the security review panels has been kind of announced. The CCNSO supported members of the security panel is two people, and the CCNSO supported member of the who is one, and the reason is because obviously the who is generic who is and etc. And although we obviously want input, it's much more of a GNSO thing. So what we're going to need to do is to, as a council, is to publish a call for people who wish to be endorsed by the CCNSO, so that they, you okay? That's all right. So that they can they can then put their names forward, but they can't put their names forward until they're endorsed and etc. So if we could agree that we're going to publish a call for volunteers for the, both of the review groups. With that, we don't need a resolution for that, but that's okay. Yes, Becky.
If I could just make a comment to the group. If there is any CC that has among its regulatory and legal staff somebody who is particularly knowledgeable about European data protection law, That would be an extremely valuable contribution to this group. My sense of what goes on in these discussions is that a bunch of people who don't know anything about data protection law talk to each other about what each other's laws are. So if there's a volunteer inclined, somebody with that skill set would be great.
On the who is one, obviously. On the who is one, obviously.
Yeah.
Just checking. How are we going, Leslie? Still nil all?
Yes, and can I suggest the Centre Legal and Regulatory Group might be a good source of inputs on that issue?
Yes. Okay. So could we, perhaps Leslie, you and Andre and Yohani. Oh, Mathieu, you're here. Sorry. Yes. We would, if there was a way that we could get somebody, you know, as Becky has suggested, forward, then that would be great. So, okay. And yeah. Well, we don't have to talk about it now. But okay, good. So, Gabby, the action item is that we publish a call for volunteers for the security affirmation of commitment review and the who is affirmation of commitment review. And we need to do that pretty soon because it closes in July. Okay, good. And if you just check, if you check their published dates, I can't remember what they are, but they've published the dates of when that you need to volunteer by. So we need to pre-do that process so that we can endorse people. The next item on the agenda is the ATRT. Something else? Who scored? Who scored? Yay! Fantastic. Was it against the other side or was it an own goal? Yes, but who cares? If you can't have fun, what's the point? Fantastic. Excellent. 1-0. Good. Now, the next item is the ATRT input, the Accountability Transparency Review Team input. When does that close?
It officially closes on the 14th of August. We have said we will take it whenever it comes.
Okay, fine. So I guess, obviously, if anyone has examples and things that they want to put in, they can obviously put them in for their own CCTLD. I wonder whether the council thinks that we should at least try to write a paper, council paper, that deals with the stuff that we've already talked about, you know, the board decision on Dell and Riedel, the finance, etc. I'm wondering whether we should try and do that, if we think that's a good idea. Does anyone object to that? Yes, Bart.
Maybe as in order to avoid too much work during the holidays, is it possible to just point to issues, factual issues and possibly background material as an input document?
Yes. I think that the notion is that there's going to be research, there's an expert's some consultants that are getting hired. So there will be background research done on this. I mean, on the delegation and redelegation one, I think we have the work already done. I think, frankly, this group, in terms of the financial stuff, also has the work done. So just a list and, you know, putting those things together would be fantastic.
Okay, well, what about if you and I try and get that done before the end of next week while I'm in Geneva? Is that okay? Okay. So Bart and I will try and fix that up, and then we'll send it out to everybody to have a look at, and et cetera. Wonderful. The CCNSO review, we, again, clearly comment needs to be made on that. And we have a proposed resolution that the Council notes the publication of the report and recommends that CCTLDs provide their own comments on the report and its recommendations. Discussion on that, Leslie?
I don't support that resolution. I think this is a particular issue that the Council and the CCNSO should make input on. And in particular with that regard, I would ask for an extension of the deadline from the end of July, which is a very short time frame.
Okay. I agree with that, and I don't think It was being suggested that the CCNSO shouldn't do that. I don't think we hadn't got around to it, but you're absolutely right. I agree with you completely. I mean, the CCNSO itself and through its council should certainly be making a comment, but I still think it would be we should encourage people to make their own. So in that case, Bart, can I, why don't I write to the, I guess it's the board working group thingy, saying that we think that that's too short a time frame for comment, that we would like it to be extended through until September. September the 15th, something like that. 2011? okay, and in that case, then I'm not sure that we need actually to pass a resolution, and maybe we should simply agree that we're going to ask for an extension. I would be amazed if we don't get that, given that we are the other side of the equation, so to speak. And we should just agree that we are going to work on responses. Now, is the best way to do that for each of us to write comments and then have them synthesized? What do we think? Those that want to, you know, chuck them all in a big pot and see what... That's probably the easiest way of doing it. Because some people will be passionate about one particular recommendation and others won't be. Okay, so... we'll start, basically, we'll assume we get the extension, and we will we'll send a note out, again in the next few days, to the council saying we need you to respond, and please, you know, provide comments. Okay, excellent. Item number six is new working groups. The CCTLD Financial Contributions to ICANN Working Group. This is the one that we discussed with the members yesterday, and there was consensus that we should set this up. So the resolution is that the Council resolves to draft a charter for approval at its next meeting. After adoption of the charter, a call for volunteers will be sent out. So... what we're going to do is have Bart draft, as usual, draft his charter. We will then approve that on a telephone meeting, whenever the next one is, and then we'll call for volunteers for that working group. Is any discussion on that resolution? Then if I could have a proposer for that resolution, please. Yohani, thank you. And Andre seconds, thank you very much. Is anyone against the resolution? And you're okay there, Patrick, still with us?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Thank you. Jolly good. All right, so that one is passed. The next one is the joint GNSO-CCNSO Charter Drafting Committee Working Group Security and Stability Analysis Working Group. There's no resolution on this because we actually agreed this on our call a couple of weeks ago, but I can tell you that situation currently is that the GNSO has approved the setting up of a charter drafting committee. So have we. So has the ALAC and the GAC in their communique say currently CCNSO's decision to work jointly with the GNSO, SSAC, ALAC to draft a charter for a potential cross-constituency working group to consider further ICANN's proposals regarding the security of the DNS. The GAC notes that these issues are of significant public policy interest and indicated its willingness in collaborating with other parts of the ICANN community on this important issue. So I'm just waiting for final confirmation from Steve Crocker for the SSAC, but assuming I get that, I will go to the microphone at the public forum tomorrow and I will say that this is what we are doing. Okay? Good. Number seven is specifically working group updates, the ad hoc wildcard study group. I won't read through the background, but we have a final report from that group and I seriously doubt that any of us have had an opportunity to consider it in any detail. So the proposed resolution is the Council acknowledges receipt of the final report of the working group and will discuss the recommendations at its next meeting. The Council notes that according to its description of purpose and activities following the submission of the final report, the study group will close at the end of the Brussels meeting. Council wants to thank the members, K, Council thanks, actually, because I wanted to thank it, thanks the members of the study group for their outstanding work. Any discussion on that resolution? Hiro.
Yes, let me confirm that in the proposed resolution, council will, it says that the council will discuss the recommendations. So does this mean that the council will discuss if the recommendation is appropriate or not? And if appropriate, how to proceed will be discussed. May I understand correctly?
Yes. Okay. Would you prefer it to say that?
No.
You're happy that that's what
right.
it means? Okay. Excellent. Anybody else? So would it be sensible for Youngham to propose the resolution and for Andre to second the resolution, given that they chaired the committee? Excellent. Does anyone object to the resolution? Then it's passed. Thank you very much. The next one is the SOP working group, and I will do the background on this. Under the current charter, the members of the working group are appointed for a term of 1 year. And as at June 2010, this meeting, members of the working group need to be reappointed. So the proposed resolution is that the council resolves to reappoint the members in accordance with its current charter. That is assuming, of course, that the members wish to be reappointed. So clearly, one is welcome to not to, to say thank you and goodbye, but on the assumption that. That's resolution. Before we take that, I'll move on to the second one, just so that we do it all in one go. The background is that the chair is, as Byron has told everybody, there's a suggestion to change the charter of the working group to enable the working group to interact directly on its own behalf with ICANNs, other SOs and ACs, that the membership term of the working group is limited to 1 year per term. It's proposed to extend the term of the members to 2 years. And finally, that the charter of the working group and its activities will be reviewed again in 2012. Yes, Leslie.
I certainly support the continuance of the group. I query whether we need to reappoint the membership at this meeting, given that we were talking earlier about a call for new members. I think some rotation of people is normally very productive, and it's quite difficult to change that if the current group have already been reappointed.
Yes, that's true. Maybe we should reappoint Byron. No, what do you want to do, Bart? You decide.
I would suggest to reappoint the current members. What is included now in the new one is a mechanism to appoint new members during the term, and if somebody is wants to step down.
No, I think Leslie's right. First of all, if you appoint all of these people and all of these people don't step down, then new people come along, then you suddenly have a working group with a gazillion people, and that's not really workable. I would suggest that the way we do this is that we call for volunteers to join the revamped working group. And we don't need a resolution for that. We just do that. We call for volunteers. We set a reasonably tight timeline so that the new working group can pick up almost immediately. Would that work for you, Byron, on the assumption that you're prepared to re-volunteer?
Sure. So I'm happy to be appointed or whatever logistics require at this point. I would suggest that, yes, we take some time for people to put themselves forward and not force volunteer anybody at this stage. Good. Beyond myself.
Beyond, yes. All right. Yes, Leslie. Someone's microphone is on.
Okay. Just a reminder that open invitation goes to both non-members and members of the CCNS, so it's...
Absolutely. Yeah. Goes out to the community list and our list. All right, so in that case, then, there's no resolution on that. There's a call for volunteers. Gabby, you've got that? Okay. But the second resolution is the change to the charter. I'm tempted to actually, given that we only put it up this afternoon, I wonder whether, I don't think there's an issue with it, but for process purposes, I wonder whether we shouldn't send it out to the list and just ask for comment within 7 days and approve it on our next telephone call rather than approving it here. Is that okay? Good. Then that's all right with you. All right. That's what we'll do then. Good. Item number 8 is the publication of an activity update for the CCTLD community. The background is that the staff have proposed to publish an activity update each month, and then there's an example of what that sort of update might look like. Links to various things and so on, which I think is great. Resolution, therefore, is that the CCNSO Council resolves to request staff to publish an activity update each month. Is there any discussion on that resolution? Okay, then may I please have a proposer for that resolution? Becky Youngham seconds. Thank you. Is anyone against? Gabby, you got yourself a job. Oh, Patrick, you okay with that?
Yes, I'm fine with it. Thanks.
Well, you'll shout if you have a problem, I'm sure. While we're on the subject, can I commend the YouTube channel to you, principally because I'm on it? And encourage everybody to make a video if you believe that you can. It's an interesting experience doing it, and it's worth having those things up on the site. It's kind of what the guys from Items were talking about this morning about a community and building community. That brings us to item 9, which is the liaison updates. Ron, do you have anything to say?
Good afternoon, councillors.
Good afternoon, Ron.
I have asked Gabby to distribute the results of the ALS survey, and I presume you all have them. I did send to you earlier the raw results. They have now been analyzed by the regions, and you should have a copy of the regional analysis with an overall analysis. That work is still not completed. We have a number of languages for free-form responses, and they have not yet all been translated. So fairly soon, I hope, I will be able to send to you the free-form information. Which is very interesting because of what people really think, or at least what they say they think. The results have been very interesting from my perspective, and I hope from yours, because they show, and there are a number of... have you got the... Okay. Rudy has put together a rough analysis of the results, which show interesting statistics, such things as the very high percentage of responses, over 50% of ALSs responded to the survey. Another one was that the very large number of responses, the 42% of ALSs have nothing to do with CCTLDs, but there are 78% are not members, and almost 5% are voting members in CCTLDs. 22% of ALSs are in fact partners in their CCTLDs. This sort of information is going to be interesting when we continue with our survey of CCs, because the results of the ALS survey is going to help us produce, I think, a better survey than we would otherwise.
Excellent. Thank you. Ron, anything else?
No.
Cool. Thank you. Ashwani. Ron, could you turn your microphone off, please? Thank you very much.
Hey, good afternoon. I've sent my updates via email to the council as well, but just to highlight two things. The GNSO Council is doing a WHOIS study, because WHOIS is a topic that's been discussed quite extensively over the past few years. So they are looking into a study that can provide them certain data that they need for future policy making. And the council will be seeking comments from the various AL and SOs, so of which one of them is the CCNSO. The GNSO chair will be sending a formal request to the CCNSO asking for any inputs that we have on their WHOIS study. There are for WHOIS study going on at the moment, being proposed. So the details is in the PDF that I've sent to you all, so you all may want to have a look at it first and see if you have any comments. The other thing is on the joint DNS cert working group between the CCNSO and GNSO to draft the charter for the work group. There are now 9 volunteers from the GNSO side. So I wonder if on the CCNSO side, would we be calling for a volunteer as well? Yeah, so that's all. Leslie.
A request that if the study is on WHOIS, demonstrate a need for a policy development process on WHOIS, that we have better cross-constituency engagement because it's very likely that change in WHOIS policy will somehow affect CCTRDs.
I agree. Any other questions or comments for either Rod, for either of the reports? Okay, thank you, gentlemen. And that brings us to almost to the very end. We have some thank yous to do. Keith Drazek left the council. Has left the council since the last meeting because he no longer works for New Level Star, whatever. Like, what is it? New Star, isn't it? New Star. Who runs .us, and so therefore he can remain as a councillor. I think we should pass a resolution thanking Keith for his service as a councillor. He was on the council actually twice, disappeared for a while and came back again, so I think we should pass a resolution thanking him for his hard work on the council. And I think we should pass that in the usual way by acclamation. Welcome back, Fernando. It's good to have you. Thank you very much for being prepared to do this again. Good. We're looking forward to getting you harnessed up and working so that you can, they can feel like you really are back. Most of you who were in the GAC room yesterday for our joint session, I thank Janice. I think, again, we should probably read into the record a formal resolution thanking him for doing such an extraordinary job as chair of the GAC and for all of the work that he's done to build relationships between the Governmental Advisory Committee and the CCNSO. Those words can be taken down, Gabby, that would be great, so I don't have to remember what I just said. And if that's okay, we'll pass that also by acclamation. But Leslie, you wanted to say something.
Should we not also welcome Heather in the role of interim chairman?
Yeah, but we can do that in the same resolution, so why not? Yes, and we welcome the new interim chair of the Governmental Advisory Committee, Heather Dryden from Canada, and we could perhaps pass that resolution by acclamation. It's not on the agenda, but I'd also like us to pass a resolution thanking our colleagues at URID.eu for doing such a fantastic job and for sponsoring our dinner last night. And we can, again, make that up. Yes? Okay. And perhaps we could pass that by acclamation as well. All right. Do we have any other business for the council? Patrick, are you okay up there?
Yeah, I'm fine. I have no
okay,
further questions.
Gabby?
So we had this photographer that was supposed to come in now, but he didn't have time to wait till the council finishes. So I wanted to ask as many as possible, if you could come. Maybe I'm trying to set up a new session with him. Are you still around tomorrow? Can you raise your hand? I will check what time he's available, and I will send you an email, and if as many as possible could come that time, that would be great.
Sure. No problem, Gabby. Thank you. So you'll figure out a place, obviously, and let us know. All right. I guess that brings us to the end of the meeting. It's been a long couple of days, but that's all right. We are convene again in Colombia. A long stretch. We've got like 6 months, effectively, or certainly 5 months. So let's all make sure that we don't let go of all the issues in the meantime. And thank you all very, very much indeed. And we'll see you around in the next couple of days. Thanks.